The human race managed for millennia to operate without the prime meridian, or any meridian. But in the 19th century, rail and nautical systems of transportation became cheaper, faster, and more popular. And suddenly, a lot of international trade and movement of people depended upon it. New waves of immigration and new desire to travel for tourism saw people paying a lot of money to get from one place to another, or to have their goods shipped on time to the right location. This had, of course, been achieved before, but not always successfully. If something went wrong in the middle of the ocean, how could a person describe their location? The only way would be to establish longitude and latitude. Latitude lines run horizontally and are parallel to the equator. Where to find the equator was obvious, the middle of the globe. But what about the north to south line? There also had to be a beginning somewhere. It was decided during the International Meridian Conference in Washington, D.C. in 1884 that it would be this line passing through Greenwich. Greenwich's history with time aside, the USA had already chosen Greenwich as the basis for their own national time zones, and in the 1800s, about 72% of the world's commerce depended on sea charts, which all used Greenwich as the basis of their calculations, making this the obvious choice. Note that a new set of coordinate systems were developed between 1984 and 1988, based on more accurate satellite data and updated measurements, which saw the prime meridian of the world move to a position around 102.5 meters to the east of this historic Greenwich prime meridian.